part, it's like, oh, wow, look at him. He's chopping down a tree. Like, who gives a shit?
He's making tools. Great.
Yeah. Oh, look at him craft a wrench.
But it's so fun.
It is. It's ridiculously fun and addicting, like heroin.
Yeah. Always a good time.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, hello.
Is that, it looks like just a still picture of
John. Goddamn, I didn't know we were on yet. Hold on a minute.
Scared me.
That's embarrassing.
Wait, you didn't even know you were on? You just stand like that or sit like that naturally?
I was posing. Yeah, they're making a portrait of me. They're painting. They're doing a portrait of great comedians, and they've asked me to be the first one. And so I was just, oh, this stupid shirt. Forget the merch store. I didn't even realize that was up. Yeah, chipchipperson.com for all your merchandise needs. Not important. That's not what we're trying to do. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Wow, that's a great shirt. It looks like it's reminiscent of those old Obama shirts, you know, like change. And what a great time to step forward as a leader for you.
I don't disagree. Hold on a minute. It's not about product place, but sure, gotcha is a fun game for all, but it's also fine for holding a beverage.
Gotcha drink in that mug.
Yeah, you sure do. Welcome, Anthony. Welcome, Aaron. And welcome, XIN. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Welcome back. It's been a while. That's a really cool backdrop. Let me ask you, how do I say your name? Is XIN proper?
It's Zia. It's a weird one, so it's okay.
Okay. So let me ask you now, is this a camera with a green screen, or is this all through Zoom, babe? Walk us through it.
It is a camera with a green screen, and it is all through Zoom, because Zoom is very integrated with that, since they kind of burst onto the scene when COVID hit, you know?
Yep.
Zoom kind of took over, and they started making the integrations for green screen very easy, so I literally just put a picture, whatever I wanted, Hogwarts, because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, that's a really spooky one. I don't go for that. Anyway, listen, I like Anthony's. He's got like the little bit of purple in the corner. It's nice.
It's real.
It really is wood. Yeah, that's it. And Aaron's got a nice picture back there. That's like called like your mom's refrigerator. I like that.
It's like a kitchen, like a 50s style kitchen, except there's no woman in it. It's just me.
Oh, that a 50s style woman. There'd be one with a black eye.
Because, Chip, do you understand what would happen?
What?
Because back then in the 50s, there was women had problems. Their faces would look bruised.
I'm sorry. I thought you said a black guy. I was like, well, my mother's got friends over all the time. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm the 50s. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Hold
on.
I
have a question about Zorro's backdrop.
Go ahead.
So she has like a castle there, and it looks very Transylvanian. Would that be the influence for that?
Yeah. Actually, no. It's wizardy. It's a wizard world.
Hogwarts from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a few of those. They're embarrassing.
My wife just tested positive for Hogwarts.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's embarrassing. You pull it out, you peck it. It looks like a stegosaurus tail. You're like, for Pete's sake.
You gotta tell them it's good luck.
I thought that was something else, but I guess too.
Oh, no. See, I thought that women liked that when they could feel you peck it. It was like bump, 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 and there's little rough edges over the top.
Her pleasure.
Yeah.
It's like an inverted recorder, if you will, where it kind of gives it a musical sound.
Yeah. And
Chip, what would be your favorite song if you were to bust out a ditty while you were doing the slam?
While I was making love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my new song, it's funny, I've been humming this new Burning Embers. Zia, babe, just so you know, I'm in an acoustic band. The Sick Fucking Puppies were heavy, but now we're talking about Burning Embers.
Okay, I like it.
What's that sound? Oh, I thought I heard sounds.
Sounded like a keyboard.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been humming a little song I've been working on when I've been making love. What is that?
It's my daughter's playing.
Oh, okay. There's people there. I thought that it was somebody had something on. Those are real people. All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool. I thought it was like a computer was on. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, it sounds like a computer. I'm sorry I threw you off. You were talking about the
Doesn't matter. I'll get right back to it. What? Hold on a second. Let me just get back. But when I was making love to this girl, right? Now, I don't know if you've ever had a guy sing to you, Zia, but I was really going nice and slow. Like I pump, I relax for a minute, I pull back, I pump, I relax for a minute.
So you chased Aaron away.
No, he probably got a phone call or something. Where'd that little mug go?
He's probably beating his child.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to get the sounds to stop. Bear with me.
No problem. Cause I'm gonna get this. Wait, what?
So you like hit it and then you stop and you.
And I pull back and I leave my hips arched for a moment. And then I'll kiss her on the lips deep, and then I pump it back in, and I take a minute just so she and I can enjoy each other, and we can enjoy our wetness together.
Wow, Chip. Whew.
Yeah, wow.
Thanks,
yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's hot, right?
Yeah, all girls love that. All
girls. Okay, I came. Yeah. I'm back. Yeah. I finished. It all went in the paper towel. What did I miss?
Okay, so now we were just talking about how I like to give the slow pump. And you're asking if there's any songs. But this new Burning Embers tune I've been working on, it's "You Got the Keys to the Kingdom of My Heart. And if you put the keys in, my heart will start." And I've been singing that a lot while I make love.
The ladies enjoy it.
Yeah, they do. Zia, come on, comment.
I mean, who doesn't love a little serenading while you're getting down?
It's nice,
also, I'm
right?
Sorry for saying getting down.
No, getting down is okay. With this great podcast for 1977, we're doing great. Don't be such a jive turkey. It's okay.
What's happening?
Okay.
Groovy.
Yeah, that's groovy. No, but you got the keys to the kingdom of my heart. Uh-huh. And then you pause for a minute. You pump it in.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, and if you put the keys in, and I pull it back out, and I leave it there until my pecker dries off.
It seems like a while.
It'll be a little while. But you know that
staccato break.
It's you know that dry, when it gets all dry, and then I let it dry off, and then I go, hot wheel start, and I push it back in like that.
Oh, a lot of times all dry.
The skin pulls back and it hurts.
You know, maybe just some lube next to the bed, just in case, just for those moments.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you should say that, babe, because a little bit of lube is nice. I didn't know that they got wet on their own for a long time.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, that's usually. Know that.
But
what
I
turns
thought...
you on, babe?
Me?
Well, I like. Oh,
hold on a minute, wait.
I did your joke, Chip. That's your joke.
Nah, but I don't go. Hold on a second. I don't go. Whoa. Hold on. All right, let's just get one thing straight. I don't go for that.
You don't go for that. Okay. All right.
But somebody pointed out that it says no peckers and there's a line through it. So that means there's supposed to be peckers going in there.
Right. If you just had peckers with the line, that means no peckers. That means no peckers.
Yeah. Design error.
That means yes peckers is what you're saying.
Trust me, I learned the hard way.
Double negative.
You know, we have a saying in Hawaii called, it goes, if no fit, put spit. You could always do that too. Yeah, very practical.
Johnny Cochran said something like that and it got a murderer off. All right.
Good. That's good. That's, a Hawaiian saying, is it?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Are you Hawaiian?
Hang
I'm
ten.
Born and raised there. Yeah, like Hang 10.
Wow.
Hang 10. Hold on a second. Let me hang 10. You bet I can, honey. Anyway.
Chip, do that thing where you go, Hakaluka Leila, I think I want to lay ya. Just say that. Oh, that's Hawaiian.
That is funny.
Yep. Yep.
Old Mr. Hanale, why are you taking us into the cave and pulling your trousers down?
That's from the Brady Bunch episode, the Hawaiian episode with the tiki.
Yeah, the tiki. No. Yeah, come here, give the tiki a kiss. He's got a zipper in front of him. Kiss the tiki, let him spit on you, Greg.
The tiki.
Babe, you don't look Hawaiian. I met you in L.A.
Yeah, my dad's really white.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah. Snuck up in there. So where are you now?
I'm in L.A. now.
Oh, all right. You still working for Kevin?
At AfterBuzz? AfterBuzz is taking a little hiatus right now, so we're on break. But before, about a month into quarantine, we were still doing all the shows and stuff just from home.
Oh, but it's, you know what it is. There's probably not a whole, oh, someone told me the fingers distract you. I got to stop doing that.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I do it a lot. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just talking.
That really is just the worst.
So you were working at AfterBuzz, and what happened? There's not enough shows to like do like after shows for because everything is stopped. Walk me through it, babe. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
I mean, no, you pretty much got it, Chip. That's pretty much exactly what it is because things are not in production anymore. Everything's been pushed back. The entire Marvel slate is pushed back. I mean, I don't even know till when. It's making me sad to think about it. So yeah, there's not really a whole lot to talk about now. I'm just watching a bunch of old stuff.
All right, what have you been watching? Because I'm a big fan of older TV too. I do impersonations of all the people from the old TV shows. What's your favorite one? I'll impress you.
You know what I started watching? I started watching The Andy Griffith Show.
Mm.
And that's really good.
Good show.
It's a yeah, good, that it's a was great a good show. One.
Yeah.
Whistle, but yeah.
Whatever that would come on, I would sing along, Aaron. I would just do it like that. My mother would be trying to enjoy it with her feet up, and my mother had big dark spots on her feet because of the circulation, so I'd be rubbing them, and the Andy Griffith program would come on, and I'd start going, but I would never do it.
Yeah.
He was a fisherman, Chip. Do you remember that? He used to stand there and fish with his little son.
That's Opie.
Right.
Little Opie.
Little Ronnie Howard,
come on
in there.
Yeah.
I used to always say that sometimes. And when the show would start, I'd be rubbing her feet a lot of times. And sometimes she'd need Earl put on her bunions. And I would just start screaming, "That's Richie Cunningham! That's Richie Cunningham!" And yes, I would scream it.
Much younger, yeah.
And that kid never went on to do anything else, right? That was the last thing he ever did.
Child star that fell off the face of the earth.
Oh, I did see those pork commercials that he did. Remember he did some pork breakfast commercials and now he's dating Sarah Russi, I think.
That's Mason Reese. Another ginger. At least, hey, Mason Reese at least kept his hair.
You bet he did. And he's got a fucking hot girl.
Poor Ron Howard, he just wears that cap everywhere. Oh, a tuxedo with a baseball cap. That looks great.
It's crazy. It's like, what did you eat your whole life? Cancer?
I'll be shooting all my movies in Chernobyl from here on in.
Yeah, fucking 3 mile out-headed mug. So, all right.
So cute.
So you're in L.A. right now, babe. Talk to me. What's it like in L.A.? Because I'm hearing the things are not quite as good as they could be. The things are closing. They're not opening. They're staying closed. They're not opening.
Fingers,
I mean,
the fingers what again, Chip. The hands and the camera. Very distracting.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
It's so well. There's one thing you should know not to do: shove them in the camera while you're having a conversation.
No, I understand. Hey, let me keep them back here. Go on now. Everybody can just dig the shirt. All right, let me. By the way, same thing on the back too. In case anybody sees you coming or going, you know. Oh, all right, so
your voice went very deep there, Chip. How'd that happen?
Can't help it. I've been watching Lilyhammer. That's really inspired me to be a mobster.
Oh,
that
right.
That's pretty great, too.
Yeah, Stephen Van Zandt is in there. He was Syl in The Sopranos. And then it just seemed like
this.
The Syl character goes over to Lilyhammer. Yeah. And that's the show.
Yeah, let me fix it. I'm in the mafia. Hold on a second.
He does these impersonations. You'd think it was the real people.
Oh, yeah, the Norwegians don't know what to make of them. They're like, we got the bunch of snum. There, let me fix it. I'm in the mafia. Fucking good stuff.
Did he go over during the Olympics? Because I didn't watch this whole thing.
It was after the Olympics. They referenced that in the program.
Yeah. It's supposed to be kind of if Syl was in the witness protection program or something. Right. Like that's kind of the vibe that the show gives you.
Yeah, and he makes love to a pretty girl in the third episode. Very believable. Real leading man looks. All right, so.
Hey, the guy's in the E Street Band. I'm sure he's knocked off enough tail in his day.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Right after, yeah, how many times he ate something and said, what is this? And he realized Clarence just walked out of the room. He's like, oh, for Pete's sake. I'm eating Clarence's peck of juice. Let me ask you. So, Zia, what were you saying, babe? Didn't mean to interrupt. You were talking about L.A. What's up with L.A.?
I mean, LA is, I mean, I wish I could tell you more if I went outside more often, but really there's not a whole lot going on. Everything's closed. They say we can have indoor dining, then they roll it back and can't have indoor dining. We can have outdoor dining. A bunch of stuff is just closing permanently. Like a bunch of restaurants I used to go to are just done.
And I could tell, like as far as going outside, that is a gamer chair, and she's got a green screen behind her. She plays a lot of video games and streams. So yep. Going outside is secondary.
Exactly. Very astute observations.
Yes, indeedy do.
I looked at that chair, and I'm like, what are you, like General Kirk or something?
Ooh. Captain Kirk?
General Kirk. Oh my God.
Chip, I looked at it and I saw she had a microphone, and then I was like, she probably does a lot of stuff where she uses the microphone. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. See, you got to pay
very
attention.
Astute.
Astute is right.
It's like Columbo.
All right, boom. Babe, sit back. There's going to be some in person. Man, my wife told me something.
He never really said that. He referenced his wife.
Oh, yeah. Remember usually,
if he ever had a famous person that murdered someone and he'd walk up and go, oh, my wife is a great big fan of yours. She loves all your movies. And then he would take that person to jail and his wife would probably be mad.
Yeah, he sure would. Oh, Willie Nelson, my wife's vagina looks like your fucking face or something, you know.
I don't think that was an episode either.
Oh, yeah,
maybe it was. That was on the editing room floor at some point over Universal. But yep. I don't think so.
They cut that
mug. Do you remember when Willie Nelson opened up the chain of chicken restaurants?
Oh, no. Wait.
No, I don't.
That was Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, that's right. Different guy.
It's a Seinfeld episode. Yeah, Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Hey, is my sound okay or is it going out or is it fine?
That's great.
All right, cool. Unfortunately.
I hear you, right? Fortunately is right. All right, listen. So, L.A., what games you playing in your game of captain's chair and whatnot?
Oh, man. Too many. And I have a bad habit of starting games and then starting other games and then starting other games. But I've been playing Dead Cells. I want to start Rust. Mm. I was talking to Anthony about that. That's a fun game.
What's it called?
So brutal.
Yeah, Rust. My little brother loves it, too. So I want to play with him. He's getting his PC sent from New York, and I was like, oh, this is happening.
I think it would be embarrassing to play with your little brother because you start the game out completely naked. Like, the character is very graphically, very anatomically correctly naked. Oh. And,
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little embarrassing.
You know what I don't think about sometimes, too? My little brother follows me on Instagram, and there's nothing too salacious there, but, like, there are pictures of my butt, and I never think about it.
All right, let's get right. So what's the...
Nothing too bad, Chip. It's not too salacious.
That's
just
vulgar.
You know,
not like that Karen Feehan.
Yeah, oh, well, I follow her, too. She's got a great butt.
Yeah, she does, though, but she opens her cheeks like one of those things in the carnival that grabs a toy. It's vulgar. I want to marry her.
I want to marry her. It is vulgar, Chip. Does it give you – are you confused by that? You find it vulgar, but you want to marry her?
I was showing my mother. I was like, Mom, look at this great gal I met. And she said, oh, Chipper, that's pornography. And then she slapped a tent in my undershorts. It was poking through my khakis. I didn't know.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Poor Chip. Wow, yeah. That's going to give you some hangups when you get older.
I know, right?
Chip,
thank God.
Have you ever looked inside yours? Yep. Have you ever opened it up?
What's that?
Your hindquarters?
Oh, yeah, because a lot of times, now, Zia, close your ears. A lot of times I'll get like real deep itching back there. Like the type of itching where you scratch so hard that all four of your fingers are sore. And I decided to squat over a mirror. I said, let me take a peek back there. But I couldn't see, so I got up on the counter and I bent over. I looked under my legs and I opened up the cheeks as far as I could. And I fell off the counter. Then I finally got back up and I saw... I got about 9 roids back there. 7 of them were bleeding or itching. And I said, that's the problem.
So what do you do at that point?
Oh, I just knew what the problem was. There's nothing can be done. There's nothing can be done.
You know, Chip, I think there's creams for that. I think that there are things that can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I blasted a cream. I sprayed it. I was like, and then it hurt like a mug. I'm like, Ma, how come pepper spray hurts so much back there?
Yeah, hairspray on your hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting them because of the cream you are using. Straight out of the dispenser. Yeah.
Not my fault.
Oh, I hear you, Chip.
So what kind of games you playing? You're playing the one game, and I forget the name of it. Because I'm a big asteroid player, Space Invaders, Centipede, Pac-Man.
Do you like Doom?
What's that?
Retro. Do you like Doom? Did you ever play any Doom?
No.
Oh, you might like it. There are some Doom? Old like retro Dooms, but Doom Eternal might be like hands down one of my favorites. It's
Maternal so is nice. I love
not
my mother.
Maternal.
Doom Eternal. I'll do Maternal in a second, Mama. I love you.
Eternal. Not Maternal.
You said Doom Eternal, and I said I'll do Maternal all day. I love my mother.
Yeah, he does. I know that
marvelous
for sure.
Woman.
I remember it was playing Doom years ago and being like, oh my God, it's never going to get better than this. It's so awesome. And now, you know, new graphics cards come out. They're $1,500 a piece, and you have to get them because you want it to look awesome. You want the immersion into the game. It's a crazy hobby.
It's an expensive hobby. Did you see the new graphics cards that came out? They're already sold out.
The 380s are astounding. The 3080s and then the 3090s. I'm waiting for the TIs to come out and then I'll pick up. Because I got the 2080 TIs last year. I bought two of them last year. And now they're telling me, oh, well, those suck. You got to get the new ones.
Love TI though, man. This new stuff is really good.
No, not TI.
This one goes out to all the soldiers overseas. Get home from Afghanistan. It is a good song.
Okay.
The Hangover, Chip.
I'll agree.
Yeah. So listen.
Life. Oh.
Very expensive.
Let me ask you about the 380 because I got two of them. I said, give me a
3080. Yeah.
I said, you know.
I hate you.
So let me ask you something. Let's talk about the elections.
Oh boy.
Just in general, the debates. If you were, let's say, Aaron, you as a politician, what would your number one platform be?
I would address civil. Something.
Civil Shepherd. I just do them for Chip.
Fuck,
I know he loves those jokes.
You bet I do. Favorite movie was Civil. It was about a polite lady with a lot of personalities.
Polite.
Chip, remember when she got her period at the end of that one in the showers?
Oh, that was icky. I didn't go for that. I don't
place
like
to get
that.
Your period.
In the shower?
Geez. Yeah, no cleanup, you know?
Where was your first one? Awesome. Where'd you get your first one? Because I see a lot of movies and a lot of girls get it in their goddamn jeans.
I was riding a horse and it bucked me real hard and then it just started.
Oh, that happened.
Happen.
Your ass period you got from that.
Yeah. My friend in Seattle had the similar issue where he got his ass period from a horse.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is gruesome.
Jim, I would address the civil problems in this country and how people are not getting along. That is what I would run on.
They talk about, you know what? That's really nice. Do you know what I say for politics? I don't talk politics. Babe, go ahead. Talk to me about where you first talked. Hey, that's how you handle. See that? I don't mean to be all political and shiznit. Vote laughter.
Vote laughter. Boy. If only that was in there as a choice, everyone would pull the handle for laughter.
Where was the first place you got your period?
Oh, dude, I was camping. It sucked.
Oh, my God. What happened? You woke up and it was six bears outside the tent?
Well, luckily, in Hawaii, there aren't any bears.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank God.
Do the elders... Gay people.
Do the elders tell you to use a pineapple as a tampon?
Oh, God, that would hurt so bad.
Wouldn't
Young
it?
Zia, you are bleeding now from the piss hole. It is important that you must take a pine cone and bandage it with this coral we have taken from the sea. We are Hawaiian.
As the great Kamehameha has told us. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's terrible. You're in Hawaii. Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, now you're damaged goods-em. You must only sleep them with the black-em.
Were you scared? Did it look like was it as big a disaster as the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor?
Oh, God.
Did your bed sheet look like a Japanese flag?
Did Haitian people run up to you and ask if they could use it for a transfusion?
Oh, Lord.
Wait, did you look at it and go, hey, looks like there's a bunch of luau's in my undershorts?
Oh, something like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Chip. Yeah. If you kill a pig, there is a lot of blood. So there you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, you were camping. How old were you? About 15? I don't know how old the girl is when she gets a private thing.
I was like 13 32. Or 14, I think. 32. Oh, God.
So you're 13, you're camping.
She was filming Cuties.
Oh, dear God. That fucking movie.
That's the worst movie I watched 8 times in a row.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
In 7 minutes, Bert.
That's terrible, Chip.
Let me ask you, you're camping, right? Uh-huh. Walk us through. Who are you with?
I was with my entire family. So cousins, aunts, uncles, like literally everyone. Hanai family, which is, there were a lot of people.
So wait, were you nervous or did you just run out into screaming, I'm a woman now, as you were trailing blood behind you? Or did you panic? Jesus. Did you not know?
No, I knew what it was. Maybe fortunately, maybe unfortunately, when my dad started dating my stepmom, I was like kind of younger, and she sat down with me and had the whole period talk and was super graphic about
Look,
it. So
I can't fuck your dad this week because I'm bleeding out of my
Oh, God. It wasn't like Carrie.
Something like that.
Not like the movie Carrie where they threw tampons at her and told her to plug it up. Remember that?
That was nice.
She killed the whole school because of it.
First school shooter, really.
She'd be nicer to people. Yeah.
Yeah. Being from Hawaii, did you do a headstand and make believe you were a volcano?
All right, we're doing Hawaiian. Wait, being from Hawaii, when you got it, did you look around and go, hey, has anybody seen Jack Lord?
He was the star of Hawaii 5-0, the TV show.
Okay,
That show.
Who ordered the fruit punch? Did you order that?
There you go. How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Hawaiian punch?
And then Cherry Red comes out.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, Chip, we'll wait for you. We're patient.
It's
the thing about comedy. You should just wait for it.
Yeah, there's no rush. Let's just meander. No, we'll get to it.
There's no thing called like timing, right?
Yeah, let's just say something. Did somebody say to you, hey, is it bad? And you said, whoof, it's a Honolulu.
Yes. How did you know?
Oh, my God.
All right. So she sat down and she talked to you. That's weird to have some fucking lady talk to you, right?
Stepmother. Yes. Oh, she's an authority figure.
Yeah. She was in college and I was like 8 or something like that. So it was fine.
Oh, when you got the talk.
I got the talk.
It's
young
for the talk, isn't it?
It was pretty young.
Look like this?
Close.
Did you yell? Awesome. My hemoglobin's falling out of me.
I feel an iron deficiency and I'm very angry.
Does someone have cranberry pills?
Oh, that's for what are those?
Yeast
UTIs.
Infections.
UTIs, right?
UTIs.
Yep. Yeah. UTI. I had a bunch of. I got one in my eye one time.
How do you hit a uterine?
UTI.
What, golden showers? Oh, no.
Oh, no, no.
No.
UTI. Golden showers, believe me. Now you got a UTI in my motherfucking teeth.
Oh, no.
Sorry. All right, Zia. So you're in LA. You're from Hawaii. I'm fascinated with Hawaii because I'm thinking about going there and just hanging out. You have a fucking, what do they call it? Tackling the surf?
I did try surfing a little bit. I didn't spend a lot of time doing that. I did spend a lot of time night diving when I was a kid.
What's spear night fishing? Diving? Oh, I thought that was a backdoor. All right, night diving. Wait, that's when you go into the water at night with a spear?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Why at night? Ooh. How do you see the fish?
You carry a dive light. It's a big flashlight. They're super powerful. They can go underwater. So you're fine. You can still see.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. You got to watch out for sharks a little bit too.
There's been some people that have been on vacation, honeymoons and whatnot, and they
sure, a lot of people.
They're significant. They lose their significant other due to shark attack. It's very scary. Yeah.
I'm planning to lose my wife that way.
Oh.
Very nice. Go to Northern Australia.
It really is a good one. You see the husband slipping the shark some cash.
Yeah.
I don't know where she went. She said she was going night diving.
Wait, sharks can't spend money.
No, they can't, Chip.
So you see the husband with the shark slipping him some sardines.
Oh, sardines, right.
Mm-hmm.
Shark's just sitting there with a toothpick. All right.
Yeah. Ah, no wonder you wanted her gone. She was awful tasting. I didn't enjoy that at all.
When growing up in Hawaii, was it a lot of beach stuff? Did you, you're constantly at the beach,
I'm from
right?
Schenectady.
Yeah, pretty much always. Oh, Schenectady.
You know, it's good though. You don't have like a leathered tan thing going on. You're very fair. Did
I
you
stay
see
in,
the
man.
Sun? Not you, Chip.
My dad was always pretty, cause I was a very pale child. I actually got sunburnt so bad when I was a kid that I have a scar on my nose and it was bleeding.
Awesome.
You can't see it now. As I've gotten older, it started to fade a little bit too.
Hey, but babe. It's
still there. Did you think you were getting your period and you put a pad on your nose?
Cause now my nose pussy is gone.
My nose pussy.
Every time I go camping, one of my pussies bleeds.
You tell a dumb little 8-year-old the story every time they're bleeding. I'm a woman. I'm a woman on my nose.
Wait.
Oh, it's not a funny time.
Oh, my nose pussy's a mess. I can't wear white pants with my nose pussy like this.
Oh, fuck.
Wait. No, I got it. You should have said, I'm bleeding from the nose. It's like a double coater or something.
That's a good one.
I like it, Chip.
I like it. What if they sync up and they're bleeding at the same time? Then what do you do?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Then you make sure dinner ain't cold the next day.
All right. So listen.
Always.
You got a bad sunburn. Did you vomit? I got sun poisoning once. I threw up.
Ow. No, I actually didn't vomit. That sucks. I did sleep for like 13 or 14 hours, but...
So are you married? I don't know much about you, except the last time I was in LA, you did the show.
Yeah. I was engaged last time, but I'm married now.
Oh, yeah. How's that going? Where'd your honeymoon? When you're from Hawaii, where do you go? New Jersey? You know?
Well, if you broke up with the fiance to marry this guy, was the first guy sad?
Oh, well, I did. Man, damn, I should have. What the hell was I thinking? Could have got two rings. Same guy. And we did not go on a honeymoon. We just eloped. No one came. And then... We didn't go on a honeymoon.
Wait, why did you elope? Money. That's kind of romantic.
Yeah, it was nice.
What does he do? Is he in the business of show?
Kind of, yeah. He actually worked for Ron and Fez for a while.
Oh, my God. You're married to Al Dukes?
You're married to Vito?
No, I have met Vito.
Oh, my God. You're married to Gail Bennington?
You're married to Gail's kid?
You're married to Earl Douglas?
You're married to that Chris guy?
You married Paul O?
See, I don't know all of these ones.
No, they're terrible people you would never want to be married to.
Oh, no. You're married to Don Wicklund. I understand.
Oh, no.
So, what did he do for Ronnie and Fezzi?
He was a producer.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
His name is Nick, but they called him Pips on the show.
Pips?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Pips. Well, I know of Pips. Sure.
Yeah, he was around a lot.
You married a comedy club in Brooklyn? That's pretty chill.
Yeah, I married him for the money. That's why.
Wow. Pips did all right.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew Pips. Did I know Pips?
I think that you've met him a few times. He has a picture with you, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, or
with,
who doesn't? I mean,
right? Because you're the coolest.
Oh, come on, babe. You keep talking.
Also the most handsome. Got the best hair, Chip. The best hair.
Thanks a lot, babe. A lot of women tell me it's luxurious.
It is. You want to run your fingers through it?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They always want to. They like to feel it up there and then just feel the luxury coming from
should
the
run. Bar. Should run a fucking barrel through it.
Not very nice. Hold on. Let me plug my computer in, little mugs.
Not very. Of course it isn't.
Hold on a second. We're all right. Nice. So, Pips, when did he work for Ronnie and Fezzi and whatnot?
Oh, geez. 2011 to 2013, maybe? Something like that? Around that time.
Oh, he worked at Sirius.
Yeah, he did. He worked at Sirius. And then he went and worked for Maria, which is how I know AfterBuzz.
Maria Menounos. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Maria Bamford. I'm doing comedy in my parents' house. Everybody laugh. No one's here. Maria Bamford.
That was a really good impression.
I was going to do a special in my mother's house, but I'm like, Ma, just get Lamar and Reggie. And I got a couple of camera people. And I went up and I was like, hey, I hope everybody is well. And Reggie threw a bottle at me and screamed, you ain't funny, motherfucker, and threw the camera people out.
Oh, that's so mean.
It's never a good story. It's so tragic. Nice. It's constant tragedy.
No, but I wanted to put out a tape to make everybody laugh. And I had some magic tricks I was going to do. And I was like, Ma, wait till you see my show. And line
this
in.
This is so sad.
How's everybody doing? You ain't funny, motherfucker. And Lamar was not helpful either. Boo!
Oh, no. A child trying to do his magic act, and they're just you're being heckled by fucking sociopaths.
And he was very disrespectful after Reggie threw the bottle and started hustling the cameraman out. Lamar went, yo, make fun of this fat bitch, and was pointing at my mother.
Oh, no. Oh,
my God. That's so mean.
That house, just not a place for a child to grow up.
No, I wanted to really have a nice special with my ma in it.
Yeah. Aw. Was the bottle it's part important. Of the tricks? Did you put a dime in it and it would be like ding, ding, and they're throwing your actual tricks at you?
No. He was an oldie Miller Lite guy. It was one of them big 40-ounce mugs, and boy, did he have good aim. It hit me on the ear, knocked me to my ground. I don't hear as well out of my left ear anymore. Ma was laughing. I got a big laugh out of Ma, you know.
Till they said, film the fat woman over the corner.
No, he said, yeah. He said, make fun of this fat bitch. Yeah, make she fun started of this laughing. Fat bitch. Oh, Lamar, cut it out.
You remember it very well. The horrible shows are the ones that really stick with you.
Yes.
Yeah, no, man. I gotta shoot something.
Got some suggestions.
Yeah, I know you do.
It starts with your and ends with self.
Oh, you ought to just shoot a storage unit in Baltimore.
Touché, Chipperson.
Shoot deep inside yourself, Clary. What's your favorite movie, babe? Yeah, wait a minute, Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter! What's your favorite movie, babe? Let's talk movies.
That's a really tough one. I like a lot of movies. It's hard to pick one.
Harry Potter movies. You probably enjoy those.
You know, the movies are okay. I like the books a lot more.
What's a book?
Oh.
Listen to him. Look at Mr. Millennial over here.
Yeah. Yeah, the 20th millennium.
I realize that millennials, though, that term, it's they act like it's young, but I think the top end of millennials are almost 40 at this point?
72.
So, wow. 72. Well, shit.
That's crazy.
I'm a baby boomer. I'm Generation X.
Okay, boomer. Shut up, boomer.
Yeah. Oh, that had its day. Hello.
Chip, do you worry that when you're having this much fun, someone will just jump in and say, no masks? And ask you with a whole bunch of question marks?
Oh.
No, because if they do, I would say.
Oh, gosh, no. I refuse to wear this mask.
And do people read that while you're wearing it?
Damn, Skippy, they do.
Do they point out the paradox?
But no, I only got one.
Paradox.
Yeah. Paradox. I just can't.
I know. Let me apologize to Zia. Zia. M'lady.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Wow.
You got a lot of good ones.
Yeah, I won't do any more, believe me, because then the next thing you know, all of a sudden everybody's going to be wanting to look like Chipperson. Hold on. Oh. How about a little cake for the Chipper?
Oh, that's good. Oh, look at that.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
It's me.
I have a full-size mask I put over my head that has eye holes cut out of it.
Not shady at all.
No, but that would look like a Klans person.
Yes, it would.
You don't want to do that.
Is that the politically correct term now? Is Klans person?
Yeah, because you don't know. You don't want to assume gender on a racist maniac.
Yeah.
Just go.
I was misgendered whilst burning this cross on your lawn. I'll be suing you.
I was doing woke dice for Colin Quinn, and Colin Quinn loves it. And then Kenny, Club Soda Kenny, texted me and said, Andrew loves this, because he sent him the clip.
What's woke dice? Let's jump in. Let's do it.
Woke dice does.
Anthony plays on the street with guys in an alley. He takes coffee to all these guys. They all drink the coffee,
love it.
And then they play a game of dice.
Yeah. It's Andrew Dice Clay in 2020. So
you should do him saying like new woke stuff.
Yes. So this whore, I was talking to this whore, but it doesn't have to be a girl. Anyone can be a whore these days. Guys, girls, there's no gender. We got to take care of the transgender community. Don't be a jerk off. You know, nice woke dice.
Oh, I'm sucking this guy's dick. And then I found out. He's not a he. He's a shim.
Yeah.
How about Jack and Jill went up the hill?
But both with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 50 cents because there's a glass ceiling. We need equal opportunity for all the genders.
No, you say Jack and Jill went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Now, that's what I call a fair wage.
See? That's good. Yeah. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack's handy capable. You know, you got to be nice.
Yeah. Can't hurt anyone.
Hickory dickory dock. I don't care who sucks a cock. Boys, girls, it's their life. They should do what they want. You know.
I can't picture that.
Yeah, woke dies.
You get it. Black Lives Matter.
Of course.
Puts a cigarette out on his own skin. I identify. Oh,
the statue's gotta come down.
So wait, let me ask you a question, Zia. Do you know who Dice is?
I do, yeah, I do.
You're younger.
I am, but I still do know who he is.
I didn't like the language.
Oh, a little too blue.
Very salty.
He does use a bad language, yeah.
My mother didn't care for that.
Did she say it was really vulgar?
She said it was vulgar. She said, Chippa, turn this man off. He's making my ears blush.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah.
She didn't go for that. She liked Tipper Gore. She said, that Tipper's a good lady, Chipper. Listen to her.
He was one of the first canceled people. He got canceled. Was.
A long time ago, too, before there was like a lot of internet. Wait, was there internet then?
No.
I don't think there was any internet then.
No, inner tubes. I called the inner tubes if I want to get a lab, you know. Or the interwebs. Oh, yeah, I'm like, hey, where's the interwebs going on over there, you know? I'm kidding you, babe. So you're married. You're going to have kids. You're going to wait a little while. Yeah, tell me what's the story.
I'll have
no kids.
Yeah, I'm look
good.
At this.
No. I'm good. Absolutely not. I have a niece and I have a nephew that I haven't met yet, but they're both very cute, and that's enough for me.
Why haven't you met them?
Long story. My sister's a meth addict, and she's on the run right now. Yeah, yeah. And so,
why would you be a method actress and then you run?
Yeah, where's she's playing like a long distance runner in a movie.
Meth. See, wow, that's tragic. Sounds like a fucking Chip story. Sorry, Chip. Jesus, she was a meth addict.
Whoa. My mother did meth and never got hooked. By the way, for your information,
I see.
I couldn't take a bath for 9 months because they were using it to cook things.
Well, that sucks.
Well, cooking.
Did you have
meth.
To shower?
Cooking meth. No, yeah, she made me wash off with a bucket.
I've done that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my grandma's. You have to do it during the day because otherwise it gets real cold.
Where the hell was grandma?
She kind of lived in a weird shack. Yeah, this is in Hawaii. Little shack in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
So your sister's a meth addict and she's on the run with the baby?
No, she doesn't have the baby. So I moved away. God, it's been like 7 years now. And about 3 years after I moved, we all sort of found out because she started like completely fucking losing it and she was delusional. And we got like super weird phone calls and messages from her. And that's sort of when we all figured it out that she was on meth. So we were trying to get her to go to rehab. And then she got pregnant. And then
she said, no.
Yeah, she did say no.
Oh, it's Amy Winehouse. Wait, no, that's Amy Winehouse.
It's Amy Winehouse. I thought it was good time.
So the phone calls, like an example would be like this. Hey, see, I'm just like at this Greyhound station and I don't know what to do. Maybe you could send me some money. I don't need it for drugs or anything, but I really need the money real bad. Could you just like send it to me with Western Union real quick, right? Because it's not for drugs, but I just need to party with some friends of mine and I owe it to a friend.
And I want
to
get home. Stuff for like drugs. I want a bus ticket home. Right.
I need a ticket home. It's always something good.
That would have been better than the calls we were getting. She claimed that she had won some monologue contest and she was going to be an acting teacher at Harvard or Princeton. It was one of the two.
Chip?
Remind me to tell you my acting story, babe, not to override your tragedy. Go ahead. So she was going to be an acting teacher because I was up for that position. So what happened?
Oh, so I don't know if you got it or she got it. Yeah, no, basically just a bunch of like crazy delusional stuff. She was going to make all this money. They offered her some spot on a show. Like it was super out there. And that's when my dad's wife called me and was like, "Hey, have you talked to your sister?" And I was like, "Yeah, she's acting really weird." And we were all kind of like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then we sort of figured it out. And then she had gotten pregnant with her son. And
that's disgusting.
Oh, God. Phrasing. Look that one up.
Maybe I misunderstood.
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to the loony bin. You can't pause around here for too long.
Oh, boy.
You don't like that?
That was pretty good.
Fucking hate it. Wow.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know.
Just saying. Oh, but if you got it, done, you might as well.
We get pretty nutty around here, believe me. The inmates are running the asylums here. So let me ask you
Not
something.
Not that crazy.
Oh, hold on a second.
You're right?
Yeah. Went down the wrong. No.
What, did your wife just get home and yell at you because there's no dinner for the baby? Is that what happens?
Wait.
No? Okay, just me. Oh. All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right, I see what's going on. Now, her sister ran away. So, wait, was she actually an acting teacher? Is she an actress? Can she act? Is she a good actress?
Well, she's a good actress, and the fact that she fooled us for quite a while, that she was
there
doing
you
math,
go.
She's pretty
there you
good
go.
At that. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But she lost her kid, so her kid now lives with her father, the father of the baby's mom, because the father was also doing meth with her. So he lives on Oahu with the grandma.
How old now?
Wahoo! Do they
Are
say
you
that?
Guys half-sisters?
All the time.
You half-sisters?
Sorry?
You half-sisters?
No, we're full sisters. Same mom, same dad.
Oh, okay. Same parents.
Yeah.
Wow. How
did you
old
ever
is
do
the-
math?
Did whoever do math?
You.
Me? Oh, I failed math.
Math.
Fucking home runs there. There you go. Fuck yeah. I was going to say that too. Hey, I took my meth test.
Took your meth test. Did you pass?
Nah, it's a drug, but.
Oh. No, I've never taken meth.
How old is the little fella?
I think he's like 3 or 4 now.
Oh, boy. Do you want to meet him?
I do want to meet him. I need to go home at some point.
Do you have some meth?
I don't, unfortunately. You think that would get me closer?
I think if you offered the family meth, it would be very exciting.
So you got to go to Hawaii. What a bitch to get back home.
That's not nice.
Go all the way. To, no, I didn't mean, I meant it's a bitch to have to go to Hawaii, not what a bitch. Shit.
I was going to say thanks, Anthony. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, that is terrible.
Look at this guy over here. Mr. Courteous, I think not.
I'm just going to hit disconnect here. Oh, my God. Is she older or younger sister?
She's my younger sister.
Is she pretty too?
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. God,
what a waste.
I know, it sucks. And she's one of those people that she's super personable and like very charismatic. Yeah. And
that's
she can
a way
talk
to
her
get,
way
right. That's a way to get
into
things.
Anything. Yep.
How old is she?
27?
Yeah, she's just having fun.
Yeah.
It's a phase.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get her out of it. It'll be fine. Yeah. She didn't steal a cop's gun and get arrested and go to jail for a year.
It's a phase. Casey Anthony went through a phase too.
Sure, she did.
She's fine.
Everything's straightened out.
Right.
The good thing about math, your neck gets less itchy because you can scratch it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
You start itching your neck. That's probably what I had back in my old, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Math.
I was carrying a bag of it. I forgot about that.
Was it the cool blue meth?
I didn't see it actually. Lamar told me to take a plane, and he goes, "You got to carry this first." And he put a balloon in my rectum.
Well, and
it burst after I got off the plane. I don't know what happened.
Oh, no, that could kill people.
Yeah.
Like you,
it burst and things went into the little tender blood vessels in your buttocks. And I woke up in a Mexican hospital.
Jesus.
Ouch.
The balloon's not supposed to be blown up when they put it in.
No, he just shoved it in with his finger, and I think he had a Coke nail.
Oh, shit. Okay,
did he scratch
that's
you with
good.
It?
Yeah, he ripped the inside of my cheeks up, popped two of my roids, babe. Trust me, you don't want to know. It's a cute story, but a lot of blood.
I think you just told us what we didn't want to know, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's more to it, believe me. There's more to it. I had to fucking escape, and I had to run across the border, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Did you get away?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, good.
Successful story there. Hey, yep. Hey, Zia, do you make money gaming? Are you on Twitch or?
I am on Twitch. I do make a little bit. I'm not like a top earner. I'm not making enough to like quit my day job, but we're getting there.
You're doing all right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's fun. I really love doing it. I actually got cast in a show that I guess it's Amazon technically, but it's called ClickSport 1. That's going to be on a Twitch channel that they've started next week. So that'll be fun. Yeah. I'm excited about that. It was like 6 months of casting.
Wait, what do you do on this show? Because I should probably do it.
You would be great at it, Chip. Chip,
trust me, I know.
He's so modest. That's what I love about him.
Now, what is it? Because I play Pac-Man. Do they have a Pac-Man thing? I used to love Pac-Man. The noise. Yeah.
Is that like his last name?
Pac-Man.
His name Mr. is Pac-Man. Mr. Yellow Pac-Man.
Yeah, Pac-Man. Yeah. Remember, you ever hear the song? It was so cute, Pac-Man Fever. I would laugh every time it came on the radio.
Oh, would you? So funny.
Pac-Man Fever.
I've heard that one.
Was it as funny as Mr. Fever. Jaws or King Tut by Steve fucking Martin?
Oh, my mother loved King Tut. Every time she'd hear bah, 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 she'd be like, sit down, Chip, and we're going to laugh together.
Fuck. That was terrible.
You didn't like that song? King Tut.
How'd it get so funky?
Fut, fut, fut. He's my favorite honky.
Yeah, it was racist.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
Oh, my God.
When's the last time you seen your sister?
Sorry?
When's the last time you seen your sister, babe? Let's make this work.
She came out here to try to get clean a couple of years ago. 2 years ago, maybe? Maybe three? Gosh, 2.5? I don't even know what time is anymore. Something like that. So I saw her then. She ended up getting a DUI. And oh, then...
Do it yourself.
Threatening, right, exactly. Threatening to beat up my dad's wife. Mm-hmm. And
why? What'd the wife do? Was the wife meddling?
She wasn't. She really wasn't meddling. She was refusing to give her money for drugs.
They don't like that. Don't appreciate when they are refused money.
No. So what did your sister Gator do?
She tried to break the door down.
Oh, shit. The good Reverend Doctor came home. So what happened? She finally left and there was a whole thing. What happened?
She went back home to Hawaii and then she ended up stealing a gun from a police officer. And a friend of mine who's a sheriff back in Hawaii sent me a message and was like, hey, your sister's been arrested. And I was like, excuse me? And it turns out that she had stolen that. I think she stole a car up in Oregon because she went up there for a little bit. Just got into a whole lot of trouble and then went to jail for a year.
Maybe she was just borrowing this stuff. Maybe she just needed to borrow the car and the gun.
Sure, she had get a lift somewhere. Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. going to give it back after. That's a Babe, good point, Aaron. I didn't think of that.
Is she blonde and pale too?
No, we don't look anything alike. She looks just like our mom. She's very dark, like brown hair, brown eyes.
I thought maybe that's why the cops didn't shoot her.
No.
Why did you turn out okay and she didn't?
It was all about like my martial arts training.
Not you. Nature nurture kind of a thing. See? Yeah. It's a good experiment.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think what saved me was probably my panic disorder, which sounds super weird to say. I can't do drugs. It freaks me out. I hate it. I hate it. It's truly terrible. So
Let's talk about panic, babe, if it's not going to upset you.
No, it's fine.
Because I've been told I'm a panic so many times.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say this show's a panic, Chip. Yeah. We better have some Xanax around because this show's a panic.
Yeah, Chip, you're a panic. And I would be like, wait.
Yeah.
I'm a nervous condition. Oh. You know, believe me, I'd go with it.
And that's probably why you're a gamer, because you're a little agoraphobic, you know, going outside and...
She and hates gay people.
A little so... No, I love it. I hate those agoras.
Yeah.
I know.
So wait.
The spiders. Me too. I hate spiders as well.
Spiders are terrible.
They are.
I'm agoraphobic as well.
Do you have do you still get panic attacks?
Yeah, I do. I get them more than I would like. Not as much as I used to. It's not as bad. And it doesn't make it a whole lot better, but after you've been having them for like 15 years,
you get used to them. You know, I used to get them, and you get to a point where you have to just say to yourself, hey, go ahead, kill me, do whatever you're going to do. And then when nothing happens, you go, ha ha, I win. And then you really just go about your life.
It's exactly. And like you kind of know they're going to peak. Like that's what happens. Right. They get to this peak where
you're at the
beginning, you don't think they're going to go away. You think you're going to go batshit crazy, run around the streets and be a nut your whole life.
Take your clothes off.
But then every single time. Oh, that would be an interesting twist. So are you having one now?
No, don't take your clothes off.
Oh,
I'm just going to tell you right now, it's all that's going to happen is you're going to think there's a 12-year-old boy on the screen.
That's exactly what we want.
That's what he was hoping for.
Oh, my God.
So hold on a second. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I've had panic attacks. I stole a machine gun one time.
Didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, fucking
where'd you get that?
Toys R Us.
No, it was the real machine gun. There was a rally, and I fucking this guy had it. He was trying to rob a place. So I was like, "Why don't you rob me?" And he comes over, and I was like, "Fuck, dude!" I fucking took his gun. Whatever.
Two punches.
Two punches.
Oh Jesus!
Hold on a second, babe. Had a little clam in my nose.
Fuck! That is just disgusting.
So you have panic attacks. What do you do? Like, see, a lot of times what would help me is I'd be panicky. I was in the kitchen one time, and the next thing you know, I was barefoot, just stomping up and down on my own feces on the linoleum, and I stomped my own feces so hard that I got a heel spur.
How? Also, why was your feces on the ground?
Yeah. It was all just coming out of me. You know, I was like, everything.
Do you remember doing it, or did you just kind of come to stomping your feces?
No. I didn't go that far. Believe me, it didn't turn me on.
No, I didn't mean.
Ew, you're a pervert. Ew.
Yeah. I got some crazy fantasies. Crazy guy.
Yeah, believe me. Everywhere. If I'm going to come doing that, I would have called back to some
time. I hear you, Jim.
No, what happened was I was holding on to...
You're stomping on the shit to get rid of the shit, to destroy the evidence from the poo that came out while you were panicking.
I didn't know it was there. I was just holding onto the sink, going like marching in place as hard as I can. Yeah. And the next thing you know, there was pudding on the floor and I was stomping in it.
Oh, no.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
taste can do that now in Manhattan. Any street in Manhattan, you can do the same thing.
Yeah, believe me. Hold on.
Disaster. What, Chip? What? Please tell me.
Dia, did you ask me if I tasted it?
Well, you said it was pudding.
Oh, it's funny you ought to say that.
Oh.
Because my mother wanted to teach me a lesson about what happens when you make on the floor. So she took a whiskey bottle, went in the room, and said, Reggie, teach this boy a lesson.
Oh, my God. This could
and so he comes over with tragic. The iron. He doesn't hurt me with it, nothing. It's hot. He just kind of touches me on the back with it. And then
like Janet Jackson in Good Times.
Oh, you know, it's funny you should say that. Yeah, because I called him Wallona by accident one time, and boy, did he get mad.
I bet.
And then he mushed my face and the shit on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you whack him with the newspaper too?
Yeah, the newspaper. No, bad. No.
No,
the worst way to train a dog, by the way.
He mushed my face in the shit on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, it took my head. Fucking mush my face right down there.
That's terrible.
Aaron, are you good? I know you had to leave at this time. Are you okay? We're going to close in a second.
It's a nightmare here. Yeah.
What's going on?
It's a fucking nightmare. My wife's on experimental drugs. My daughter's
COVID?
Yeah.
Is she one of the testers for the vaccine?
She's got like low end AIDS. She has this immune disorder, but it's not AIDS. But it's so she's taking
this. It's just called A.
She came home. I had the food in the oven. She didn't realize. She comes down. She thinks I'm not feeding the baby. Now the baby wants to go steal a cop's gun and get some meth. I don't know what's happening.
It's like her story. Yeah. That's like her story.
It's a slippery slope.
0 to 100 real quick.
So, Hall, is your wife being a little salty?
Little salty, Chip. Not gonna lie. Our anniversary is tomorrow. The 4 years, which means now I'm locked in for 4 years of alimony if I end it.
God bless.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's a thing. In New York, under 5 years is what they told me. And so you're saying no?
I'm saying everything's negotiable in a divorce case. Everything. Right. As long as the end result is the husband getting fucked, anything's negotiable. That's
great. Brother said something there. Brother said something there.
Preach, motherfucker, preach. Excuse me, mother fudger.
Yeah, that's better. So, Aaron, you're getting a little bit of malarkey at home. A
little bit of malarkey. Couple good days. It was my birthday. She was very
happy birthday.
Affectionate for 2 days. Thanks.
Aaron got his asshole shaved for his birthday Compound Media in hot water. Gino Bisconti shaved his asshole with an electric razor.
I know. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't trust Gino with a razor on my... I thought it was a regular. Electric one is nice.
Yeah, electric is nice. You feel it, and it kind of makes you giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Like that. You do that, and then look back and go, you still there? You ever do that?
Yeah. You better.
No. Never. Oh, God. Oh, Chippa.
So, all right. Sport. So you're getting yelled at. Now, what are you going to do? Do you yell back or do you just kind of go, hon, I get it. It's the drugs.
Just slouched on the couch. That's what he does. He resigns to like, fuck it. I get it.
Yo, did you ever play like T-ball?
Video game T-ball?
Yeah. Yes, I played. Yes, hon, you can go ahead and eat.
I play a game called Witch Yourself. I play Witch Yourself.
Nice. Don't tell him.
You gotta play Witch Yourself.
Don't tell him. You don't even know what you just said.
There it is. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Chip Chimerson.
Good.
Wait, say it again now.
You should play Witch Yourself.
go tell that to everybody.
You got it, Chip. You take that. I want you to use that joke.
No, you don't even know what.
Oh, really? I still don't know?
Yeah.
Chip,
I said it twice.
You seem busy playing video games. What are you playing?
With my fucking cock.
What game is that?
With my fucking cock. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even realize that wasn't a game.
He punched the joke up. He made it more subtle.
Yeah, you got to make it edgy.
Right. I mean, more edgy. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you got to make it edgy. Can't wait to watch more Lilyhammer. Yeah, you go. Snow. I'm in the mafia. I'm going to show you how to do something.
What the fuck?
That sounds like fucking Jeff Gandolfini.
Oh,
James Gandolfini. Jesus Christ. Get the fuck out of here. Come. Shut the fucking kids up. Jesus Christ. Where's the gabagool?
Oh, Tony, you're in the mafia.
I don't think that was a line, but sounded like karma.
We got a little bit of a situation. Hoo-ah.
Okay. You're out of water. You're out of water. No wonder we're all thirsty and shiznit.
Oh, that'd be funny. Pacino by some vending machines that are out of order, and he's just yelling at them for being out of order.
I meant out of water. I didn't know it was out of order.
Oh, out of water. I didn't even know. You don't know what you just said.
I know. I'm going crazy. Believe me. When the wheels come off, the whole thing, you know, crazy.
Oh, God. I hate it so much.
Oh, Zia, what are you plugging, babe? Talk to daddy. You passed your audition. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That was a fun audition.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zia_land. It's weird. It's spelled XIA_land. And then my Twitch channel is twitch.tv/Zialand. No underscore, just Zialand. And then you can check out It's Eric Nagel. I do that show every week with Eric and Gittles. And
wait, are you on Eric's show?
I am, yeah.
I thought
you know Eric Nagel?
I do.
Have you ever done his show?
I do his show every week.
Yeah, every week.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Here's the funny part. I asked that piece of garbage if he was available tonight, and he said he was taping his radio show.
Yeah, I said that I was going to do your show instead because it's cooler. Don't tell him I said that.
Oh, shit.
All right, cool. Yeah. Me and Nagel got an issue now. Let's bring him on next week see what will happen.
I love a good radio beef.
Always fun.
Hey, maybe you could help me get Johnny Sacramone on.
He would love that. Vincent Curatola.
Yeah, because
I'll get in touch with him and say that he wants to be on
Wife has cancer.
No, he had it.
Jesus Christ. What are we, the fucking UN now?
Yeah.
He would do that escalating anger thing on The Sopranos. It was
so
great.
Calm, I went for a million he can fuck her. He wants to fuck Ginny. That was my favorite line of the whole fucking problem.
Oh, is that so fucking funny?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Oof, what a tag.
All right, so you can find Zia Land on Twitch. Maybe a little bit of fucking cake for Zia. Tell Pips we all said hello.
I haven't seen Pips in many years.
And tell piece of garbage Nagel he better come on soon or else.
I will. I'll let him know that it's super important. I almost forgot the show. Shoot, the show that I'm doing next week, the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. If you want to check it out, it's twitch.tv/crownchannel. The host is going to be Dan Fogler, and it's just going to be a lot of absolute ridiculousness. So that should be fun.
What's happening on that program?
That's the show that I'm doing next week.
What is it, like a performing show?
Yeah, it's like performing mixed with gaming. Kind of like a joke on esports a little bit, actually.
Oh, okay. Aaron, my friend, what are you plugging? Besides your show with Gino, which you do 4 days a week on the Compound Media right before Anthony, new time slot.
Yes. Time slot in hot water Monday to Thursday, compoundmedia.com. Subscribe now. Badass Jews, wherever you find podcasts. It's brand new. We're going to have one every week. It's badass. It's Jews. And Dumb Fridays on Patreon.
So it's like walking into a bank.
Yeah, it's that type of thing. Badass and Jews. People with masks telling you what to do.
I love it.
You better pay this rent or I'm going to break your kneecaps.
All my neighbors are Jewish. I love the Jewish people. Mazel tov.
Good thing to say in public. Thank you, Anthony.
My mother always said, Chipper, our Lord is our Lord, and she would make me kneel down.
What does that mean, though?
I would pray to Jesus.
Oh, to Jesus.
Got it.
Yes, yes. Well,
my mother
one time. Any other, I guess.
She slapped me on the back and she said, you got a good, strong back, Joe Buck. And she made me kneel in front of a closet door with a flesh and Jesus.
I think that was a priest in a movie called Midnight Cowboy.
They got a good. I was like, Ma, what am I doing? She said, we're going to work, Chipper. We're going to work, Chipper. And of course... and then I went to the movie theater, and I don't want to tell you what happened, but then I threw up right after. All right, listen. I took my books. So listen, Anthony is on time.
It was actually the guy from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. What? And, yeah, he was the guy in there, the guy that was on Seinfeld that ran NBC. He was
Richard Dreyfuss. The movie
theater. No, it wasn't Richard Dreyfuss.
I do a good impression of him.
Oh, yeah?
The boys. I think he's time for noon feeding, boys.
That's actually really good.
The boys. The boys.
And then he eats all the eggs, right, Chip? He eats all the eggs. On the chain gang.
Guys, at the skip at the end of the pier, they're all going to die. Yeah.
You don't seem to understand. This is a big shark of some sort and whatnot and things of that nature. You're an alcoholic, Robert Shaw.
Chip, this is an awesome impression. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, it sure is. I'm going to fuck Mrs. Brody in the book, but not in the movie.
How did you turn into Jackie Gleason?
Yes, I know I did.
No, that's an awful big shark. No, Rachel. No, Jaws, you come back. Yes.
Oh. Oh, he's got three and he's still coming back up.
Wait. Can't stay down with three barrels in him, Norton. Not with three.
Hold on, Alice. Hold on, Alice. There's a shark around or something.
Good.
So Anthony's on Compound Media.
CompoundMedia.com. It's all you need to know. I'm on there with Dave Landau Monday through Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Catch us there. And very soon, Aaron Berg, myself, we have a comedy show. We're finally taking it out on the road.
Oh, good.
A comedy show to announce in Atlantic City. Very excited about this. We're getting back out there.
When?
In a theater. I believe October 2nd and 3rd.
Yep, 2nd and 3rd.
2nd and 3rd.
Details, details will be up there at CompoundMedia.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're not up yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Very
exciting.
Yeah. Right? Isn't it like, we're getting out. We're doing something live. Awesome.
It's like a big deal.
Now, let me ask you, Z. It's been a while since you did the program. Do you remember what we say at the end?
I do remember, Chip, because I still watch your programs.
I hope so. All right.
Just three, in case. 2, 1. I'll never do this again.
Hold on a second. No, that's not it.
Oh, I know.
Nice. What? Nice.
Oh, Chippy. Oh, my God. He's got a Chippy. I want that one.
Hold on a second. I'll give it to you, but you're going to have to pay for shipping and handling. All right. Hold on a second.
Go ahead. Put
that one would be amazing to wear around LA so everybody can look at you like you've personally insulted them.
No, they would probably insulted. They'd probably be like, thank God you're here for laughter, an earthquake of laughter.
Don't you understand? People are dying. It's not a joke.
I'm out to the coast. You'll love it. It's Christmas time.
Yeah. Come on. We'll have some laughs.
We're actually thinking about moving, or trying to move over there, actually.
Where do you want to move from? Where to where, babe? Tell daddy.
From LA to Jersey, probably.
Oh, why? My God.
Weather?
Yeah, yeah. I want to live in, I want to be a Hawaii native that lives in the middle of the winter snow. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God. Have you ever checked out a little hamlet called Roslyn, Long Island?
I have not, but I've been to Long Island before.
No, that's where Anthony lives.
Oh, I see.
My humble abode.
All right, let's count it down. Aaron, I hope you feel better. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Seven.
Oh, God, seven.
Six. Five, four, three, two, one.
Shippee-ki-yay
for the Muckers.
Check out my Patreon and chipchipperson.com for the flyest merch you ever seen. And check out my horror movie on Patreon. Thank you all very much. Daddy says peace.